We're reading from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. The story of Jesus when he was asked, what command was the most important? So hear the word of God. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I mean, you may not have noticed, we've got a little precipitation in Chicagoland last week. Over 20 inches of that white fluffy stuff that, frankly, we Texans prefer to avoid.
Well, David, real Chicago people love the snow. And every 40 years, we like to find out just how tough we are. This is the year.
Well, today, Lou, we're going to find out just how tough Presbyterians really are. There's lots of preparation involved in a game, and today we're going to talk to the assistant coaches of the Wildwood team to find out what they've been doing for game preparation. But first, Lou, tell us what they'll be up against.
Sure, David. First of all, it's an away game pretty much every Sunday. The society we live in may not be hostile to Christian faith, but it doesn't make it easy either. There are experts who say that belief in God has gone out of style, that faith is just plain foolish. And then said to say, there are religious people who seem to prove the point.
But Lou, they're competing faiths too. And I don't mean just religion. I'm talking about our consumer culture that requires us to keep up with the Joneses, and our celebrity culture that really pays attention to shows like The Bachelor and Jersey Shore, not to mention our obsession with sports.
Now, wait a minute, David. That's hitting close to home.
You like The Bachelor?
No, I like sports.
Oh, well, Lou, you have to admit that we do have an obsession with sports. The hype on TV, the excesses in kids' sports. I mean, there are even churches that are going to spend the whole sermon on Super Bowl Sunday talking about the Super Bowl. Well, anyway, on with the pregame show. Let's give our cheerleader a round of applause. Yeah. guest is Greg Dana. Greg is the veteran from Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. Now, Greg, you're the head coach, right?
Not by a long shot.
Who was that?
That was the head coach. I'm the mind coach. There's a big difference.
You'd better believe there's a difference.
Thank you very much. The Wildwood Presbyterian team has a very specific approach to the game we play. Our church's vision says that we seek to serve Christ with open minds, open hearts, and open hands. My job is to get each player's mind in the right place. That's not always easy to do.
What do you mean, Greg?
Well, the faith we learn as a child is a good start, but it's just that, a good start. As we meet the challenges of life, our faith will be challenged too. So we need to keep our minds open, and our faith needs to keep growing and maturing.
How do you coach that?
Well, fortunately, the Bible and our Presbyterian heritage both tell us that we are to love God with our minds. And so we Presbyterians are called to use our brains in Christ's service. We're not afraid of the latest scientific advances or the latest theories about things like evolution. Whatever scientists can discover about the world only tells us more about this amazing life God has given us.
Oh, here's an email question sent in by Ernest B. Lever of Carefree, Arizona. Mr. Lever asks, what about the times we have faith questions? Do you ever have questions, Coach Dana?
Of course I have questions about my faith. If you're paying attention at all to the world around you, you're going to have questions. Why do good people suffer? And why do the wicked prosper? That's confusing. And why are we here, and what's the meaning of life? If you read the Bible, you'll find it's full of questions too. And sometimes those questions are answered, and sometimes they're not. But when we love God with our minds, we are never afraid to ask. God is big enough for our questions and our doubts. And when our minds are open, then we're more accepting of others who see things differently than we do. God loves us all, you know. That's something you know with your mind as well as with your heart.
Speaking of the heart, let's talk with Kathy Boxer, a California girl and Princeton grad who comes up on 20 years as the heart coach at WPC. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thanks, Lou. As the scripture tells us, it's all about love. Love God and love your neighbor with all your mind and your heart and your soul. The heart is the seat of the emotions and the will. And at WPC, we try to serve God with open hearts.
Kathy, what's your coaching philosophy?
Open hearts are compassionate hearts, Lou. In fact, the word compassion literally means to suffer with another. Our Wildwood team seeks to stand with those who are facing challenging, painful, and difficult times.
Right now, the church team has an injured reserve list of people facing tough situations.
You're right, Lou. On any given Sunday, there are a number of people in the pews or maybe even at home facing cancer and unemployment, addiction, wounded relationships. They need to know the love of Christ. And who else is going to share that love, Lou, if not their church family? So we pray, we listen, we care.
So, that's what it means to be the church, right?
Yes, Lou, and that goes for people beyond the walls of our church as well. Our hearts are open to people of other backgrounds, other cultures, even other faiths, as we seek to be God's family and God's team together. We want to welcome all whom God sends our way.
Thanks, Kathy. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Try trust me.
Okay. The head coach certainly has my attention. Who's next, David?
We're here with Lori Leiter, the newest member of the coaching staff. Let's give Lori a round. Lori's a 2009 grad of Pac-10 school, San Francisco Theological Seminary. Now, Lori, you're the hands coach. I think I get what that is about. It's like the wide receivers with those gloves. Hold on to everything.
Actually, it's about open hands, David. My coaching philosophy is more about letting go.
Letting go?
Right. Letting go of all the things we don't really need so that our hands are open to do the things God needs us to do to make a difference in the world.
Oh, you're talking about mission.
You bet we're talking about mission. Sometimes we're letting go of our misplaced priorities. Sometimes we're letting go of our dollars. Sometimes we're letting go of our time. But it's all about being open to do what God needs done in the world. At WPC, that can be at 3 in the morning at the PAD shelter, working on the Habitat for Humanity house, or heading to Cedar Rapids on a mission trip. It can be bringing a meal to a church member home from the hospital or bringing food to our food pantry. It can be anything done to help another human being.
Let's see. Oh, here's an email question from Gopher Broke of Cottonwood, Tennessee. Mr. Broke wants to know if there's anything new with Mission Wildwood.
No doubt about it, David. Operation Christmas Child was new this year, and we've got a team working on connecting with our Muslim neighbors in Lake County. Soon there will be ways to help God's children in a school in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, as we begin a long-term mission presence that will allow our Wildwood team members of varying ages to make a difference in a place that desperately needs it.
Make a difference. Sounds like a plan.
Don't forget, David, it's not just at church that we open our hands in mission. Every time you walk in Relay for Life or coach the kids' softball team or serve on the board of a community agency, you're out there making a difference. So keep those hands open.
Open hands, making a difference, changing the world. Sounds like it's time for a commercial break.
With your mission offering. Save your change until May. The wheelbarrow will return.
Thank you, God.
Change the world, yes? Let's build that wheelbarrow, David. We've got one more assistant coach to check in with. Greg Bostrom from the Big Ten in the Ivy League. What exactly? Pretty popular.
Equal time, Lou.
What exactly is it that you do, Greg?
Good question, Lou.
No, really, Greg, what do you do? Your congregation would like to know.
Okay. Well, I'm the special teams coach because I coach a very special team, the people of Wildwood Presbyterian Church.
Okay. What's your strategy in coaching this special team?
Well, our strategy, Lou, that we all share on the coaching staff, our strategy is that we want to encourage people to reach up, to reach in, and reach out. You reach up to God in worship, you reach in to grow your own spirit, and you reach out to people in service. And all of those together, Lou, that makes for a balanced life.
Okay. How does that connect to serving Christ with open minds, open hearts, and open hands?
Good question.
I know that.
Serving Christ with open hearts, open minds, open hands means giving God our whole selves. What we think, how we feel, and what we say and do all matters. It all matters. And our whole selves belong to God. So you reach up, reach in, reach out. That's a life plan, Lou. That's a life plan. Worshiping the one who gave us life in the beginning. Feeding our own spirits, because if we don't do that, we might as well be dead. And also serving other people, God has blessed us in order that we may be a blessing to others. So that's really giving yourself to another human being.
Okay, that's very interesting, Greg, but what's your job?
Okay. Well, my job is to encourage every member to do all of those in their life, to worship by reaching up, to grow personally by reaching in, and to serve others by reaching out. All of that is an indispensable part of the good life, of the God life.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Well, thank you, Greg. Well, that's a great way to end the pregame show this morning. Have a great day. And
wait a minute, Lou. Oh. I've got one more email question from one of our home viewers. Charity Hopewell of Gages Lake says, thank God the pregame show is finally over. What I want to know is, when is the game going to start?
Coaches, let's see if our announcers can answer this one.
Oh, ye of little faith, of course we can. This goes out to Charity Hopewell and the whole congregation. The game starts when we walk out these doors, because you are the mind, the heart, and the hands of God in our world.
So reach up, reach in, and reach out.
With open minds, open hearts, and open hands, because...
We're at a mission from God,
and so are you.